Welcome. We're glad you've joined us for this Hand in Hand podcast. Hand in Hand is a nonprofit organization, and we provide information, classes, training, and lots of support for parents like you. We call our approach Parenting by Connection, and it's based on the insight that you deserve good support as you parent, and every child needs lots of connection in order to thrive. We offer tools to help you foster support for yourself and connection in your family. We hope this podcast gives you exactly the kind of support you're looking for.
My name is Ravid Eisenman Abramson, and I'm a hand-in-hand trainer located in Israel. That's where I live now. My family and I used to live for many years in California. That's how I learned about Hand in Hand and Parenting by Connection. Thank God for that. And I think I finished my certification back in 2008. Yeah. And I came across it because my five-year-old at the time was a very, very stormy little girl, very, very stormy. And I knew that if I want to get any tools to help her and help me and help our relationship, I could feel that by the time she's going to be a teenager, I'm going to be in trouble. And luckily I found Hand in Hand and found the Parenting by Connection tools, and they've changed our life tremendously. And my relationship with my daughter, who's now almost 14, she's going to be 14 next month, is just so close and sweet and wonderful that I can't be thankful enough. And beside that, I also have an 18-year-old girl whom I thought I knew very, very well by the time I started my Parenting by Connection journey. And then she reached adolescence, and I couldn't be more thankful to have those tools to help her with what she was going through. So I was just mentioning it today to one of my friends that I'm not really sure how parents of adolescents can handle the stormy teen years without having these tools and the kind of support that hand-in-hand parenting is offering us parents, let alone what we do with our kids, but just for us parents. So I'm really, really grateful to be here with you and to share this process with you. And I am going to talk a little bit about the about the program, but I would mainly love to get questions from you. So, you know, this would be the best way for you to get the information that you're looking for, if it's not something that you found on the certification information on the website. So again, my name is Ravid Eisenman Abramson. If you just joined me now, welcome. I'm happy to be here with you. I see quite a few people have joined us already. I know there are probably, I think, around 50 who signed up for this call, and maybe not all of you can listen to it now. Some of you are going to listen to the replay, and that's perfectly fine. So in general, our certification program is a year-long program that meets for 9 months. So in general, it takes about a year to get certified. But of course, some people take more than that and some take less. The class itself meets for 10 times. If you are local, if you live in the San Francisco Bay Area, then you come to a class once a month, And I've just noticed that next year, it's actually going to be, there are actually going to be two classes in April and no class in June. In previous years, we had just classes from September till June, and they've changed it a little bit next year. So the last in-person class is going to be in May and not in June. And this meeting is 4 hours every time you get together for 4 hours, and you learn in depth. You learn the tool, you learn the approach, you learn the research behind it. You learn to know other approaches and to see to be able to tell the similarities and the differences between hand-in-hand parenting and the other approaches. Towards the and as you learn this throughout the class, as always, whenever I meet parents who just start this process or even start a class, it's always the case that our children are our best teachers in this process. So whatever we do, whatever we learn, we go home and we try with our families or with the kids around us. And they're always willing to let us know what worked and what didn't work very well and what needs some more fine tuning. And so this is why you need a whole year, at least a whole year, to gather your confidence and your skills and your knowledge in the listening tools. And aside the part of the parenting by connection tool that you use with your kids, what you also learn and work very deeply on is your own issues as a parent, because part of what is so unique to our approach is the realization that it's not enough to have good tools or good tips or good ideas around what we need to do with our kids. It's very helpful and it's wonderful, but the big difference, the big shift actually happens when we see where we get stuck and we see where things doesn't go as smoothly for us with our kids, and we work on that and we take that into our listening partnerships and we try to understand better and actually to let ourselves feel what's in there. And only when we do that do we actually get some really big, meaningful breakthroughs. So, and this is another thing that takes time. It's not an instant process. You can't just go and work and do 2 weeks or even 6 weeks of work and be finished with it. It doesn't work this way. So that the idea is that you get to either attend those monthly classes, or if you're not a local, you watch the videos of those classes that get sent to you. And then in addition to those classes, you are signed up to a weekly call with one of our instructors, experienced instructors. And during those calls, you can bring your questions, your worries, your things that need to be clarified, things that you're not really sure if you're doing right. And of course, there's always listening. So the calls actually split between question time and listening time. And if you've been to one of the online classes with Hand in Hand, either the starter class or the understanding tears and tantrums, then you know more or less how it goes. But the interesting thing that happens on a certification call is that because it goes for a long period of time, you really make very strong connections with the people on the call. Some of them might become your trusted listening partners. You've been able to really build a very strong and meaningful relationship with other parents and not feel as alone and isolated as we cannot. We very often feel as parents. That's what parenting does to us sometimes. So this is how it is structured. In addition to that, you'll have access to an online classroom where all the people who are part of this class will be on. And this classroom will include all the materials that you're going to need for the class, which is all the self-guided classes that Hand in Hand offers are for you to use for free. A lot of articles and videos that other people don't have access to that are just for certification candidates, and many more good stuff that would actually enrich your knowledge of this approach and the research behind it. And of course, a discussion board where you get to post your questions and see what everyone is talking about and get really inspired by what people are asking and the answers that they get. So it's a very, very rich resource of knowledge. If you're familiar with Yahoo discussion group that is available for all parents out there who are working with hand-in-hand parenting tools, it's similar in the sense that all the people can post questions and see the answers, but it's much more advanced and it's much more focused on people who are going through this process. And so the things that they're working on is sometimes, you know, more towards teaching this, and so they get support on how to teach it. In general, the second half of the class, somewhere around February, we begin focusing on how we communicate this approach to other parents and how we build our community and constituency. And in general, just honing our skills as we are preparing to lead a study group or lead a talk for parents around us. One other thing that we do during the certification year is as we learn from our experience with our own children or from children that we work with, we gather those little anecdotes of stories that show the way that we use the tools and how helpful that was. And those anecdotes actually are part of the requirements for getting certified, because writing down those stories are actually the way for you to have a teaching aid. As you go to parents, as you introduce this approach, as you talk about the tools and the way that they've helped you in your relationship, in your family, these are the kind of things that stick in parents' mind, and these are the kind of things that really parents can relate to. So this is another part of what is required from you as you do this class. Let's see. I think I will stop here and open open it for a little bit of question, and then I'll talk some more, because I do want to give my main goal is to give as much of you the opportunity to just have your questions answered today. So let's see. I think the best way maybe to do it is if you have a question, you press star 2, and then I see your hand raised on my screen here, and then I can approach you. So if you want to ask something, you just press star 2. Okay. So I don't see any hand raised yet. Oh, I do see one. Okay. I see one from Shula Vista. Is that the name?
Oh, my name is Sylvia.
I don't see your name. I just see the place where you're from, I guess.
Oh, okay.
Hi, Sylvia. So where are you from?
I am from San Diego, California.
All right. Great. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you very much. My question is about the research. I saw when I was looking at the requirements for certification, I was happy to see that a lot of the time goes toward learning about the research behind this approach.
Mm-hmm.
And I also noticed that it's a significant, for me anyway, significant investment in time and in money. What I was hoping was to be pointed in the direction of, I've seen a lot of the research because of the work that I do about the need for connection between children and parents. But the research that I would love to see before I signed up for the class would be the research that's on emotional release. Is there a way to get some references to where I could read a little bit about that?
Well, most of it is actually on the classroom, the online classroom that you only get access to when you do sign up for the class, but you could try and have you tried to search the website for emotional release? Because I think, if I remember correctly, I think there is also some, and I'm sorry, I can't really access the name, but there are a few articles on the website that, you know, they're not in-depth introduction to all the research, but mm-hmm. But they do point to some of the research behind this. Some of the books that are recommended, that are reading recommendation for people who do the class, are Parenting from the Inside Out. That is a very good and strong supporting resource for this kind of thing.
Is that Dan?
Are you familiar with that? It's Dan Siegel and
I'm very familiar with Daniel Siegel's work.
Yeah. So a lot of the research that we are using is backed up by the work that he has done. There's also the Theory of Love.
Okay.
That is also, and I can't remember, I'm sorry, but I can't remember the name of the author at the moment.
That's okay. I'm only just looking for, I don't want to invade, you know, the the classroom ahead of time. I was just hoping for some names of books or authors or researchers, just so I could do my own.
Yeah. So these are the kind of books that we recommend parents to read. And Parenting from the Inside Out is actually a must read for people who are doing the certification. So.
Okay.
So if you want to go ahead and read it before, then it would be very helpful for you.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Sure. Sure. Thank you, Sylvia.
Sure.
Any other question? If you have a question, you just press star 2. Yeah. I see someone from Houston, Texas.
Hi, yes, my name is Luz.
Hi, welcome.
Hi, thanks. My question is, what kind of support or ongoing support is there at once after the certification is complete?
Okay. So part of what I said earlier, part of why the certification needs to be a year long is because for us to build a very sturdy and good support system for ourselves, it takes time. It's a process that takes time. So mm-hmm. aside from having the weekly support during the time of the class, we actually build very strong listening partnership that remain for life, you know, and that doesn't end when the class ends. Some of the instructors actually remained and kept the a few like study groups, and not for parents, but for instructors instructors that were on the same call, and even when the class end. They kept meeting weekly or biweekly or, you know, monthly, whatever they mm-hmm. thought would work for them. But they kept meeting and exchanging listening time and doing some studying together, reading recent books and reading recent research. So that is something that you start building during the class and it stays with you afterwards. That's one thing. The other thing is after you get certified, you are actually get into the hand-in-hand instructor group. And in that group, you also get access to all the questions and answers that instructors from all over the world. We have instructors now in so many parts of the world, from China to Egypt to Australia to all over Europe. And so all of these instructors are part of the hand-in-hand instructor group, and we are all part of this mailing list, and we just share with each other and support each other in our teaching and in our growing and in our learning. And that's a very, very rich resource. Aside from that, after you get certified, you get monthly calls with usually it's been Patty, but not always, who leads a call about a certain topic that instructors are interested in, and so it's another enrichment type of call that you get exposed to new ideas, but you also get to work on them during listening time, because something to do with helping parents who are working on guilt, or helping parents who are facing racism, and all kinds of topics like that. Mm. Let's see. Other than that, you also get the option to join outreach class with Julianne Eidelman. So I get some background noise here. Just one second. Okay. So you can join an outreach class with Julianne Eidelman, who's the director of communication for Hand in Hand and marketing, and she actually helps you to figure out the best way for you to build your community and to get out to the world and share your knowledge with other parents. These are the kind of things that stick to my mind right now. I think that's more or less it. Ah, no, there's actually one more thing. Sorry. aside from the Hand in Hand mailing group, you're actually you can choose to get into the Instructor Hub, and the Instructor Hub is very similar to what you have during your certification class. That is a class, an online classroom. But the Instructor Hub is an online classroom that is there for you all the time. You pay an annual fee. I think it's $50 a year. And in there, you have access to everything possible. All the classes, all the videos, all much more than what you have, even more than what you have on the certification online classroom. And this is a really, really rich resource for us instructors. We use it a lot. So yeah, I guess that's all.
Thank you very much.
Did that give you what you were looking for?
Yes, that answered my question. Thank you so much.
All right. Great. Great. Any more questions? Okay. I remind you, if you have any question, you press star 2. All right. I see another question here. One second. I have to unmute you. So I see... someone from Portland, Oregon?
Yes, that's Meredith.
Hi, Meredith. Welcome.
Hi there. Thank
Hi.
You. My question is about bridging or blending the roles. I'm a child and family therapist, and it's clear to me what the difference is between parent coaching and therapy, but I'm wondering about that, what kind of, I guess, ethical considerations are covered in the course so that we can be really clear with the people signing up for our services that we aren't providing therapy and we are showing up, you know, most often I understand as parent peers, but then also have this extra layer of training and if not expertise, you know, concentrated study.
Yes.
And so how do we navigate those, not just but the sort of communication of and clarification of roles?
Yeah. So we have quite a few instructors that are either therapists or, you know, family and marriage therapists or psychologists or we have a range of them that are part of our instructor group, and there's actually a specific class towards the end, I think somewhere, I think it's class 8, but don't catch me on that number, but we do discuss the issue of therapists that are doing this work, and mainly the issue of a mandatory, what's the term? I forgot.
Mandatory reporting.
Mandatory reporting. Yeah. Thank you. so it's a very, it's a clear issue. It doesn't stay vague for them. I mean, so you don't have to really worry about it because, they know what they're doing, and they give you very specific guidelines to what you should and should do, and it works really well, actually. I'm not a therapist, so I'm not into this distinction, but I know that some of my very close friends and colleagues are, and it works really well for them to have their practice and to work with parents and to use this approach and use this tool, and they're just seeing a lot of success with it. So and it's not confusing to them in any way.
Yeah.
So the class will address it. That's what I'm trying to say here.
Right.
If you need more on that, I think the best way would be to maybe ask Michelle at Hand in Hand Parenting. Have you been in touch with her about the situation? Or not yet?
By email, briefly, but I
okay.
haven't asked specific questions, no.
Okay, so if you have more specific questions about that, she might be able to just connect you with one of the instructor who is a therapist, and they can, because, you know, we do have the professional intensive that is meant for professionals only. And
yes.
And have you been through it? Are you familiar with it?
Yes, I just completed it in March.
Oh, great. Wonderful. So so this is maybe the kind of question that either Robin or Maya would be able to help you with, maybe a little better than I do.
And I guess that's my follow-up question is can we request to be trained by a therapist, or, you know, how much preference can we show for a particular cohort if we're online?
Yeah.
You know, who will
Well, the way that it works is that you need to choose two time slots for the
uh-huh.
certification. And I'm not sure if when you do this, when you take this choice, I'm not sure if you actually know whose time slot is it, but I think you can definitely ask for it, and if they can, they can probably suit that request.
I
don't see any problem. Yeah. I think
I
you can ask for it. I actually, now that I think of it, I actually know of an instance in the past where a request like that was answered. So, yeah.
Thank you.
Sure. Okay, I see another question here. Someone from Culver City?
Oh, hi, that's me, Laura.
Hi,
thanks.
Welcome.
Hi, thank you. I've been listening. I'm at work. So I just have a quick question because I'm sold already. I'm very committed. But my question is, my sister's in New York, not on the call. We have is after. Is it something you do part-time? I mean, what sort of living, how does that work monetarily?
Because okay,
I do see that you, yeah, go ahead. I'm going to mute.
That's a good question. So it's important to know that it takes time. It takes time to build the community and to actually gain the confidence to go out there and approach other parents with this. And it's a good thing. I mean, I'm not saying it as a bad thing. I'm saying it as a good thing. But most instructors can earn back the training fee. Our assumption is that you can do that in a year or two if you are very diligent. And last year, the average instructor earned about $2,300, although, you know, the median was around $1,100. So it really depends on how hard you work, how much time you have to spend on it. And in order to earn a full-time income, you really must, you know, diversify your efforts. So, but it, I can tell you from my own experience, and it's not something that could apply to everyone, because right after I finished my certification, we moved from the U.S. to Israel, and that was a huge transition, and so it took me longer to adjust. And although I had a community here, and they were actually waiting for me to come and share my my knowledge with them, but I think it took me about 2 years to feel like I'm gaining more, I'm earning more, I can do this, and it gets better. But the one thing that I like about this type of work is that you do as much as you can. If there are periods in my life where my energy needs to be somewhere else, then I can allow myself to be somewhere else. And if I have the energy to put all my energy to put in this work, then I can easily do that. And it shows good results. So it's very, very flexible, and it really depends on what you do with it. Did that help you a little bit? Did that make sense?
Yeah, I get it. It's like any entrepreneurial news business, small, but you know, you have
that's
to grow
right.
it.
Yeah.
And you have to,
yeah.
depending
yeah.
on how
I
much
mean,
time you commit to it. Mm-hmm. But the average was, when you said 2,300, because you said in a year or two, typically,
yeah.
one could earn back the $2,500 commitment.
Yeah.
And then going forward, on an average, they earned like 2,300 a year?
Yeah.
Okay. Because they split the fees.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow, what a transition you had. Thanks for sharing. That's great.
Yeah, huge one. Couldn't have done it without this. Yeah. All right. Was that all?
From me, that was all. I really appreciate
yeah.
it.
Okay. Thanks. All right. Thanks. Okay, so let's see. Are there any other questions? Let me just see if I have anything on my screen here. Okay. So maybe I'll talk a little bit about how the process will work. So the applications should be received by May 31st, and after we receive your application, we review it, and then in about 3 weeks you will hear back from us, and if we decide we want to pursue with this, then we let you schedule an interview with one of our instructors. And so you go through the interview, and then probably about a week later, you will hear back from us, and you'll know if you get in the program or not. So we're trying, I mean, those are the times that we're hoping to be. That's usually how it works. You know, sometimes it could take longer, but that's usually how it works. And then you get access to the online classroom, and you can actually you need to start with the Listening Partnership for Parents class before we all start, so you get the listening listening skills even before we start the class. Oh, I see a question here. Is that Liz? Just a second here. I have to unmute you. I'm sorry. Yeah, now I can hear you. Hi, Liz.
Hi, a British voice.
Welcome.
Thank you. So my question is, I did the professionals intensive. I worked in the system with families for a long time until I was made redundant 3 years ago. And I'm slowly trying to set up my own practice. So my question is, I'm older. I have grandchildren who I see. They live a distance away, so I see them maybe once a month. And I'm not currently working with families. And so the reality of doing this course is about the hands-on, getting the kind of anecdotes and the examples, and really that needs to be in place in order to participate effectively, really.
Yeah, I mean, in order to do this work, you will need to have access and permission to be around kids and to do this with them, because otherwise it would be hard to, you know, to get the experience. Are you planning on having your practice any time soon? Is it something that?
Well,
you
yeah, I'm just working towards it and trying to, you know, learn how to connect with people, because as much as anything, it's going to be online via Skype as well as. As locally. I mean, I have been putting it into practice with my grandkids, but it's not that regular. And as far as actually establishing the practice and kind of guaranteeing a regular, and it's more about working with parents, actually. That's how I've always worked. And this is when I was doing the intensive, I took on some families for free. And it worked incredibly well through Skype, just passing it on, and the feedback was really amazing. But it's just the actual practicals of the regularity of contact and directly with kids. It's only going to be probably when I see my grandkids. And the kind of extra question to that is, because I'm older, don't have the kids at home, when it comes to listening partnership, is it still valid? Because I have a lot of reflections from the past that I'm still learning from, and have used that quite well. But it seems to be that for the most part, it's people, parents with children at home, who are combining it with, you know, their own home lives and then kind of professionally as well, really.
Yeah, well, you know, regarding to listening partnership, I actually don't worry that much about it, because I think listening partnership is something that every person alive should have.
Absolutely.
regardless if they have kids or not, if they're home or not, really, it's a lifesaver. Mm-hmm. So I wouldn't worry about listening partnership at all. My only question would be, and I'm not sure if you could actually answer that right now, is how often will you be able to practice the tools, and will you be willing to offer these sessions like you did before for free to families, just to you know, to be able to have access to children and to be able to share it with their parents and even maybe do it yourself. You know, you could offer special time to kids that are, even if they're not your own, and you can listen to kids if you build enough safety and trust and connection, you don't, it, they don't have to be your own kids for you to be close to them and to be a meaningful adult in their life. So I think it's something you will have to figure out
with
yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
And see how willing you are to go that way. If you will find a way to have more regular access to kids and families, then I don't see any problem with you doing the certification. I actually think it's a wonderful idea. And there have been people, a year or two ago, I think not this year, but the year before that, there have been a professional who took the certification, and she wasn't married and she didn't have any kids, but she did have a regular relationship with kids and families around her, and that was very, very helpful. Very, very helpful.
Okay, that's good to hear.
Yeah.
So yes, it's just something to think about, and maybe leaving it till next year could be the right way to go as well. But thank you.
Sure. Thank you, Liz. Thanks. Okay. Anything else? So maybe one more thing that I could mention here. Let me see. I think I would need that in front of me when I talk about it. So as you know, there is also if you need any help with the certification fees, you can actually apply for a certification scholarship. And the way that I'm sorry, the way that we go, the guidelines that we follow with regard to scholarship is we determine first by the financial need of the applicant, and that is the first thing we look at. Then we look at the current reach of the applicant. That means that if they already have an audience of parents that they serve or they're in touch with, then that's a big advantage for them. And the last thing is just 1 second here. I'm getting some background noise again. I saw the hand raise. I'm going to talk to you in a minute. Just 1 second. And then the last thing is if you are thinking of working, or if you're already working with underserved population or audience that is hard to reach, then this is another advantage to be able to get a certification scholarship. So I just thought you might be interested in that. Okay, I see someone from San Mateo. Is that Will or Linda?
Hi.
Maybe?
Yes, Linda Will. Yes.
Hi. Hi, Linda. Welcome.
Hi. Thank you. Thank you for taking the time to do this with us.
Sure.
Just to get a little perspective on the certification process and numbers of students and all that, I'm curious. How long has the certification process been in place, and what do the numbers look like in terms of how many applicants they typically get, and typically how many accepted? Is there a limit on the size number every year?
So I think the last couple of years, we've had the biggest class we had so far, and the class size, I think it was 50. Yeah, we had 50 people that were enrolled and accepted to the program, and I know for a fact that we're not going to go beyond that next year. The class size is going to be the same.
Okay.
And so, and it depends, you know, it depends of how many people are local and how many of them are distant learners, because for instance this year most of the people in the class are actually distant learners, and so the in-person class is actually a little smaller this year. Thing to keep in mind is that the calls are very small. So even if the class has 50 people in it, each call cannot have more than 6 people, and it's usually actually 5. So I don't think this year we have any call that is bigger than 5. So, and it runs for, if there are 6, it would run for 70 minutes, and if there are, I think if there are 5, it would run for 70 minutes, sorry. If there are 5 people on the call, then it would run for 70 minutes. And so the length of the call depends on how many people will be on the call. But it's usually between 3 to 5.
How many people apply?
You know, this is a number I don't have. I'm not sure. I only get to interview people, and I'm not sure how many applicants are there. This is another question that maybe Michelle will be. If you want, I can ask her
I can give her a call.
Maybe if you've been in contact with her, maybe you can do that. It will be easier, because then I'll have to take your email right now.
So you're involved in the interview process. What are what are you looking for that's most important, and what would be some of the most common reasons that people aren't accepted?
Well, we're really looking for people who already have a constituency, have a group of parents that look up for them and want to share their thinking around parenting and to be, you know, to have like-minded parents around them. We're looking for people who could have the time, because the class would take somewhere between 20 to 25 hours a month at least, and that's watching the videos and doing the homework and making time for listening partnership, and that doesn't include the work that you do with your kids and using the tools, of course. We're looking for people who have some experience with listening partnership and have noticed the difference that can make in one's life. We look at what kind of support system people have. And we also look for, you know, if people are really stressed financially, and as I've said before, you know, earning back the money you spend on this could take a little bit of time. And so if you're stressed with money and you're looking for an income that would come right away from it, then it might not be the best fit.
Regarding the money,
you know, and I'm sorry.
I was just going to say, you know, regarding the monetary aspect of this being like a job or a part-time job, if I understood you correctly, it sounds like it would take up to 3 to 5 years to make like a living salary from this. It sounds like something that is maybe easier if one is has another income coming in the household and is or the person's already retired or something very part time in terms of financial income. I mean, it sounds like it's mostly much more you know, there's a lot of time that is
it does take time, and as I said before, it really depends on how much time you can put into it. So if you're really diligent and you work hard and you only do this, then it would be quicker probably, and it might not take 5 years, it might take 2 or 3 years. But if you know, if life happens and you have other things on your mind, and you can't really put all your energy there, then it will take longer. With every other, you know, self-employed person around you. When you're self-employed, then when you work really hard, it pays off, and when you can't, it doesn't.
Okay. So then, okay, so back to my question, was there anything more to add about what you're looking for and main reasons why people aren't accepted?
Could you say that again? I'm not sure I got you.
My original question was, what is the application committee group looking for, and what in your experience what has been the main reasons that people are not accepted?
So what I just said are the things that we are looking for. One of the things that would be problematic for someone to get in the program is if they are under any psychoactive treatment, if they take any medication, then we actually suggest that they get back to us again after they are able to get off the drugs. So this is one thing that people who are on any kinds of medication, psychoactive medication, cannot be admitted to the class. Other than that, there is no, you know, no one thing that would not allow you to be there. I think it's more or less what I've said.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You know, it's more like a conversation we have with people, and you get a feel of how eager they are to do it, how well they can listen, and how well they can, you know, relate to other people. That's more or less it.
Okay.
And also what your experience with the approach has been, what you found. Yeah, I think that's more or less it. All right. So I don't see any more hand raised. So I think we close it here. I want to thank you so much for considering joining our program and being part of our next year certification class. I look forward to maybe meeting you or hearing from some of you soon, either on a call or on an interview or whatever. And I wish you the best of luck, and thank you. Thank you for loving your children well, loving the children around you well, and considering doing this work with other parents as well. Thanks. Bye, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm sure. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining us. Hand in Hand is here to help you get the support you need for your work as a parent. To download podcasts on additional parenting topics, go to handinhandparenting.org/store. We look forward to connecting with you again soon.